The vocal virtuosity of one of the last century's jazz giants lives on through those who came after her, scores of albums, and now a U.S. Postal Service stamp. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston and Bob Perkins consider the late, great Sarah Vaughan.
No one to talk with.
She started in Newark, New Jersey, playing the piano and singing in church on Sunday mornings. But during some restless teenage years, Sarah Vaughan began venturing across the Hudson to jazz clubs in New York. She entered an amateur night contest at the Apollo Theater and won, setting the wheels in motion for a career that lasted until she passed away in California in 1990 at age 66. Sarah Vaughan is a favorite of WRTI jazz host Bob Perkins.
There used to be a candy bar that described it itself as indescribably delicious. I guess you could say that about Sarah's voice. So many adjectives and superlatives, but it's like love. You couldn't beat it.
Vaughan's effortless range inspired the nickname the Divine One. Offstage, she acquired another moniker that was quite the opposite.
Little dichotomy there. She was known to be sometimes kind of salty, hence the name Sassy, one of her nicknames.
Sarah Vaughan skipped through jazz, pop, Broadway hits and more, showcasing her monumental gift to presidents, to audiences in concert halls and clubs.
No one else could do what she could do with that magnificent voice.
Her voice lives on through albums old and new, and now a U.S. Forever stamp carries Sarah Vaughan's image.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.